Chances are good, I think. Even with the fine readers we had this morning, two of them at any rate, chances are all too good that you did not get what you heard. Chances are good. So let me put it in a nutshell for you. The Lord today, He wants you to be a living gospel. He wants you to be a living gospel. He doesn't really want you just to hear about Him. He doesn't want you just to read about Him. He doesn't want you just to think about Him. He doesn't want you just to feel good about Him. He doesn't want you just to talk about Him. He doesn't want you just to keep the rules so you can feel superior to everybody else. What He wants of you is to have your personal worlds turned upside down. He wants to stand you upon your heads to give you a truer perspective on all the things of your life. The Lord wants you today to be a living gospel. He wants you and all that you have and all that you are, He wants you precisely in your own little limited flesh and blood, precisely in your own limited little world, precisely in your own limited little complicated relationships. There is where He wants it to show. There, in all your ordinariness, there, in all your daily down-to-earthness, it is there that He wants you to be a living gospel today. And now is when He wants it. He wants you to allow Him to make that gospel come alive in your own flesh. To allow Him to proclaim His kingdom in your own day-to-day living. He wants you to be so changed in all your fundamental attitudes that you become, without even saying a word, that you become His very call to repentance. He wants you to show the faith He seeks, not to talk about it. He wants others to see you, to be quizzical about you, to wonder what makes you tick, to feel a little innocent envy of you, perhaps, a little friendly envy, and secretly in His heart or in her heart, secretly, they want to be like you. That's what the living gospel is, ladies and gentlemen. That's what a living gospel does, ladies and gentlemen. Salt is what He called you in today's gospel. Light is what He called you in today's gospel. Light means that very first gift of creation, when the Spirit hovering over the waters separated the light from the darkness. Light is the first gift of all life. He wants you to be authentic life for all those around you, to allow that light to spread into every dark corner. Salt means that you are to preserve the world from decay. All you have to do is flip on the television, turn on the radio, and you will hear instance and instance and instance of the way we are decayed today. You are to be salt. You are to stop the decomposition. You are to stop the rotting. And you are to give new taste to this world of ours. I sometimes think it comes to this, ladies and gentlemen. It comes to a line from St. Francis de Sales, the Bishop of Geneva in the 16th century, right after the Protestant Reformation, when all the people of the diocese to which he was assigned, when most of the people in that diocese had left the church to embrace the new form of Christianity. And St. Francis said, "Do not speak of God, do not speak of God to those who do not ask. Rather," he said, "so live. Live your lives in such a way that sooner or later they will come to ask." That's salt, my friends. That's light, my friends. So, Lord God, whatever it is that's holding us back, whatever it is that keeps us away, enter into that today, Lord. Break it today. Bust it today. Burn it all up today. Free us to be your living gospel.